Hello, GWA Backstage. How are you, people? This is my Radhika Mind, and I'm here answering a questionnaire, a beautiful questionnaire, Belle's Random Questions by Belle in the Woods. Hi, Belle. I just love you, girl. And I just found this one. I saw so cute, and I said, oh my God, yes, I want to, you know, answer this one. It's so cute. So really. And I am doing this while I paint my nails, so maybe you can, you know, listen to something weird. It's just me painting my nails. So let's start. First, what do you think the way you walk says about you? The way you walk, it says like that I am a clumsy person. Yeah, it's a funny walk, I think. People say, no, you don't have a funny walk, but I think that I do, the rhythm and the way I walk. And sometimes when I'm happy, well, mostly in the summer or spring, that here in Brazil is a hot weather, I love to listen to music and sometimes dance when I'm walking. Yes, so I walk to the rhythm. And they say, I like it. And my walk says that I am happy, but that I am clumsy too. So that's it. And second question, which Dr. Seuss character would you be and why? Is this a character you like you or someone you aspire to be like? Okay. Here in Brazil, the Dr. Seuss is not that famous. I mean, we don't have it on our culture. So I know Dr. Seuss by some things. And I think I am, well, I actually aspire to be like Orton. Yes. The elephant, you know. Because he's worried about, you know, taking care of the flower, and he wants to, you know, he's playful and he's cute, and you know, he fights a lot to save the flower and to let the home safe. So yeah, and he's so cute, I mean, really cute. So I want to be Orton like one day. That's it. Let's see, do you like poetry? Yes, a lot. If so, do you have a favorite poetry or poem? Poet or poem, sorry. Okay, if it's short, if you like it, please feel free to do a reading. Okay, my favorite lately is actually Irish Blessing. It is a poem and it's a blessing too. That says, may your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. This blessing is so beautiful that makes me cry every time that I read. Oh my God! Ooh, breathe. Sorry, guys. And well, I think in a way, it just, I don't know, just makes me happy, you know, makes me really, really happy, because it's like, it's not a religious blessing, it's a blessing like, me as a person, I am telling you that I wish your life be blessed. So, yes, it's a beautiful thing, you know. I mean, it's just nurturing and caring, so I love it. That's it. Tell me a joke. Okay. I have this stupid joke that I laugh a lot in the end. And you know the meaning of nonsense? I mean, nonsense at all. So that's my joke, but believe me, has no sense at all, okay? So I'm warning you. All right. Two penguins stood on the top of a block of ice. The block of ice just break in the middle, you know, and the two penguins began to distance themselves. Then the first penguin said, "Bye, penguin!" And the second penguin said, "Candy!" Oh, shit. Oh my god, so stupid! Sorry. It has no sense, but I just start to laugh. It's so stupid, man. Oh god, I'm sorry about that, people. Really, really. No, it has no sense, okay? Don't try to look for a meaning. There isn't a meaning. It's so stupid. Oh my god. Oh, it's my favorite joke. Damn. Sorry about that. Okay, breathe. The funny is because it's stupid. That's why I like. Well, I am a Jackass fan, so you probably should start from there. Okay, stop. Sorry. Five, let's go. Pick your weapon of choice for zombie killing. Bombs! You can't just blow them up. Sorry, still laughing. Ah! Shit. Okay, I'm fine. So, bombs. Oh my god. It's hard. Okay. How do you feel? Damn! Sorry, but... I'm sorry, guys! Oh! Fuck! I don't know even if I'm gonna post it, but I'm sorry. Okay, read. How do you feel around large crowds of people? Well, it's not my favorite place, okay, but I feel alright. I mean, yeah. I don't care. It depends on the situation. I mean, it's if it's in a concert, okay, because, well, it's a concert. Maybe a party, but if it's a huge meeting, family meeting or something, I just don't like that much. I don't like... I am okay with crowds since that I don't have to, you know, interact with anyone. Just me, myself, and me again in the corner. So let me just quiet. And okay. So, yeah, I feel okay, but I prefer not. Okay, describe a moment when you became aroused in an inappropriate time. How did you handle the situation? Okay, my first audio that I just listened here from GWA, but I didn't, you know, I didn't knew about GWA. I already told him, and I know that he won't, you know, listen to my audio, but it was about F. Stop Fitzgerald. I was waiting. Actually, I already told this story before, but I was in a waiting room, and my friend just decided to prank me. I mean, she sent me an audio because she knows I love audios in English. I mean, I am a Cardling fan. No, Cardling audios. I don't know if someday the guy will listen to it too, but hey, Cardling, I'm a fan. So, okay. Well, and I was in a waiting room, a new doctor one, and she sent me, and she said, a short link, okay, and she said, hey, listen to this audio. You're gonna like. I said, okay. And then started. And you guys know about how nasty Mr. Stop Fitzgerald can be. And it was a really nasty one. So, I was aroused, but I was embarrassed too. And then the doctor just, you know, pop out from this of Lucy's room and said, "Hey," like he said my name. Okay, he didn't say hey, but it was my name. And I was like, "Hi," and he said, "Oh my god, are you okay?" And I said, "Yes," and I was like, "Oh my god, what just happened?" And okay, I just told him the story and he thinks hilarious and I don't see any fun here. Okay, I'm lying. But well, I was like, okay, what's happening? And yes, so I can't deal that much with these things. So it was embarrassing. Do you think anyone ever has a good first time, aka losing their virginity? If you are one of the mythical few, please tell me about it. My first time was a little bit clumsy, but it was sweet. And well, no pain at all, because my first boyfriend was a Japanese guy. Hey, yes, he had a small dick. And it helped me. But he was, you know, caring, nurturing. And we were both virgins and knew it. So it was like, let's try together, let's be gentle. And yes, he was worried about it. And I mean, it was great. It was a great first time. I think that I am one of the mythical few because I came. Sometimes I just came. It was good. But yes, I had pleasure. I didn't have pain and it was good. I can't complain. Well, not this time. Alright. Robots or dinosaurs? Depends on why. I mean, I watch Jurassic Park and I like studying the dinosaurs, but I don't like the idea to see them. So, yeah. Maybe I like more dinosaurs. I don't like that much robots. But in a war, maybe robots. I don't know why. Okay, if you were a mad scientist, what sort of mad scientist would you be? I would be like Jekyll and Hyde. Actually, a mix. Mixing Jekyll and Hyde and Dr. Frankenfurter. I mean, I would I would make some good stuffs, but at the same time, I would make some bad stuff, and I would be a lot sexual. So yeah, it's kind of this. What's your mad scientist name? I don't know, crazy girl, because I just came up with that one. I don't have an idea, sorry about. Okay, have you ever met a famous person? If so, how did you react? Yes, I met a few famous person here in Brazil, from Brazil, and I react, you know, I mean, I loved to some of them. I wanted to freak out, but I didn't, and I was like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, I was, you know, like normal, like, hey, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Oh, let's take a picture. Can I take a picture? Can you give me some autograph, please? I enjoy your work. Congratulations, you're good. It seems weird, okay, but I do it because I actually was a blogger here and not famous and stuff, but I was a little bit known. And I had some people, you know, just telling me, oh my god, you're so wonderful, oh my god, I can't believe it, oh my god, can I touch you? And I was like, what's happening? So I believe they are tired of this, you know, they don't know how to handle the people. It's a little bit embarrassing. Hey, plane! Yeah. listen to the plane. So when I meet famous people, famous person here, I just tell them I love your work and you were amazing for me, and can I please take a picture with you? I am just, you know, like this, like normal, to prove them that I am not a risk. So that's it. I'm okay. I mean, I can be dying inside, but I act, you know, okay with the people. So, tell me your favorite thing about the fall weather, changing pumpkins. Here in Brazil, the fall, we don't have actually orange leaves, they are all brown. And pumpkins and stuff, no, we don't have it. Well, we have pumpkins, but it's not a fall thing, you know, just like you there. So I like the weather. I mean, we have hot summer here, really hot. Now it's the spring is coming. I mean, no, in a few days the spring officially starts, and it's already a hot day. So we have a really hot summer, and the fall just, you know, brings some cold weather for us, and it's like vacation. Yes, it's the vacation time. So it's my vacation. I have my vacation on the fall. So yes, I mean, it's good. I think the weather, I love it. But I prefer the hot summer. So that's it. Okay. What's the biggest risk you have ever taken? I was married. And that was the biggest risk I ever took in my life. I don't want to talk about it, but yes, it was a huge risk. And it just failed. So, yeah. Okay. Do you have any irrational fears? Yes, I do. And it's pretty weird, okay? So, I'm gonna tell you guys and girls. I fear balloons. Yeah, you know, balloons, party balloons. Yes, I fear them. I don't know why I have this phobia since I was a little girl. I don't know what happened, but it's like if someone comes to me with a balloon, I just freak out. I don't know why, it's a phobia. And I tried therapy and stuff. But, you know, just don't work. And then I decide to accept. And sometimes I tell people. And my friends know, and they are okay with that. I mean, well, yeah, balloons. They just make me fear. Okay. Did you ever learn any pop culture dance crazes? The doggy, the wobble. If so, which dances can you do? No, I never did. I never learned. So, I'm sorry. I'm a pretty boring person. Do you like cheesy 80s movies? Yes. If so, do you have a favorite? I think the cheesy movies are those, you know, funny ones. Is that right? My favorite is Police Academy. I mean it. And Naked Gun. Oh my god, they're just, I don't know if Naked Gun is the 80s, but Police Academy is, and they are great. I mean, I just laugh all the time. You know, the Taco Berry guy and Maroney. Oh my god, they are great. Really, they are great. I even had a crush on him. Okay, it was funny. How do you feel about coffee?
I love coffee. I really do love coffee. I mean, coffee is life, okay? I love coffee. I love drinks with coffee. Coffee is coffee. Coffee is life, man.
Do you drink alcohol?
No.
If so, tell me about your favorite cocktail.
Not that much, but my favorite cocktail is... I have two. I love... Actually, three. Three favorites. The first one is mojito. It's delicious. The second is piña colada. And the third, but I think that one is my favorite. Margarita. It's delicious. Delicious, delicious, delicious. Margarita, especially because it's so acid and salty and... Oh my god, so great. And has tequila inside that makes me crazy and horny. Whoa! So that's it. I think margarita would be the top one.
Do an impression of your choosing if recording an audio response.
If you respond via text, tell me an impression you're pretty good at.
Look, I don't know if I understood very well. Okay, I just read some answers here. And maybe it's to do something. Well, okay. Do you remember the... Oh my god, I can't believe it. Do you remember that Toy Story little green aliens, you know? And, well, those little aliens, when Buzz Lightyear just ask who's in charge here, they say the claw. And I just play, just joke with this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Okay. So, here comes the alien. it's really stupid. Okay, so, the claw. Oh my god, I just did it. Shit, I promised myself I would never record this shit. Okay, so you have the claw in charge. That's it, let's finish, okay? Any last words? Yes, this was so funny and embarrassing at the same time. I hope you enjoy it. And that's it. My god, I'm still laughing about the penguins. Shit. Okay, guys, so that was funny. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't kill me. Don't hate me. So that's it. Bye, Belle. I just love you, girl. And I love everyone here. So, mwah. Kisses.